Many in the university research community say science will eventually help find a vaccine for the coronavirus. But across Wisconsin, it's an uncertain time for the thousands of scientists, young and older, studying and working at universities. The COVID-19 pandemic has already brought some changes, and it's expected to bring more. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has the story.
The president of the National Academy of Sciences recently warned that COVID-19 has magnified some ongoing concerns about university research. Marcia McNutt says, for example,
"We were concerned about making the case to an increasingly skeptical public that a university education is worth a cost that has outstripped inflation. And that justification is even more difficult with the pandemic moving learning online only."
McNutt also says some politicians have tried to score points, questioning the ability to trust science, and the career paths of some students to become independent researchers have been put in doubt. It appears at least some of those concerns apply in Wisconsin, including at larger schools like UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee that closed most on-campus research when COVID-19 first spread to the state in March. Elizabeth Sompson is entering her senior year at Madison, majoring in genetics and genomics. She still plans to go to graduate school and hopes to do more study of viruses. Sompson says a lot of federal funding is rightfully being directed into coronavirus research, but she says that comes with an additional price for other fields.
There will be fewer slots for schools to offer to graduate students in this upcoming fall and probably for several years to come. So we're taking an already competitive process and making it even more competitive.
A UW-Madison graduate student, Kat Braun, considers herself lucky. She's in the medical scientist training program on her way to both an MD and a PhD. Since February, Braun has been working in a virology lab studying the coronavirus.
It's been amazing to have my research have a more direct impact on public health guidance and patients within the hospital. But on the other hand, it has been challenging. So letting go of my previous research projects and being a little bit uncertain about my timeline to degree.
Professor Steve Ackerman is Vice Chancellor for Research and Graduate Education at UW-Madison. He says preliminary results from a survey this summer show some early career researchers are thinking about shifting their emphasis to the coronavirus. But Ackerman says he's not concerned about other academic fields drying up.
We will continue to have that breadth of research that really expands everything from health to the environment to space to studies of poverty.
At UW-Milwaukee, Professor Mark Harris is Vice Provost for Research. He also says other fields will continue to be active, but he says there may be more collaboration from other health disciplines toward helping fight pandemics.
The other thing that will happen is, since we've all have gone through a kind of forced experiment with remote working, I think we're going to begin to see more work at a distance, which I think will also make it easier to collaborate with folks who aren't our, say, near physical neighbors in the university.
Harris says a cross-disciplinary approach will not only force faculty to think differently, but allow more people from the community to become involved. In the meantime, UW-Milwaukee, UW-Madison, and other universities say they are trying to bring more researchers back onto campus safely if that's where the faculty and students want to be. This is not just logistics for academics, says UW-Madison's Ackerman. He says a well-functioning research community will benefit everyone.
This is a serious pandemic, and what's going to get us out of it is science. What's going to get us out of this is research.
Nationally, some science groups say if they can help beat COVID-19, there could be even greater public funding for research and more public trust. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Innovation Reporting is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman.